It is. I mean, but at the same time, man, we got to have a next man up kind of mentality. So everybody's on the field that's dressed. We got to be ready to become a starter in the snap of a play. You never know when the next guy's going to go down. But you always have to be mentally prepared and to ready to go in and play ball. So I think the guys that did that, man, Parker and those guys, man, came in and they adjusted well. I mean, when Barry went down, he came in, and I think our defense picked up a little bit. But he came in and filled this hole. So, I mean, that's all you can ask for.
Miami's got some injury issues as well. How do you prepare for what you may see or who you may see back in the backfield?
At the same time, when it goes to injury, you just got to you gotta look at formations, I mean, and know what calls and what plays they run a lot of those formations at the same time. Your scouting report might be a little different because another guy might block it a little different, but at the same time, they run these plays out of this formation and that. They do a lot of zone reads and cutback, stuff like that. So we just got to know what the play is. At the same time, a guy in front of you going to tell you where the ball's going.
You've been doing this a long time. Why is 0-2 not a time to panic? I mean, the season's over.
We got 14 more games left. It's a long season, man. A lot of trials and tribulations go into the season, a lot of ups and downs. So we got to keep everybody on the same page, focus, same attitude, coming out to practice, trying to get better, wanting to get better. And it'll change real soon.
What did the coaches kind of say to you about the events of the last couple of weeks with Rice and then the Adrian Peterson thing this week?
You just got to be smart about it. It's a life situation. And like you said, times has changed. I remember when I was coming up, my dad, my mom would spank me and would switch and do everything of the nature. But looking back at it now, you can't do those things today that we live in. So, you know, just discipline is discipline. At the same time, it's different types of discipline, too. So you just got to be smart in how you handle it.
What do you see from Miami Dolphins? You've gone back and watched them. What do you see? Buffalo Bills had some success with their interior.
Yeah.
Get some pressure.
Penetration. Penetration kills the play. Just running to the ball and making everything just work for you, man. Playing your technique up front and just getting off and disrupting the play. It always mess up any running play. It's penetration in the backfield, so that's what we got
to
do.
You seemed to be having a good time back in Denver last week. It seemed like you were having some words back and forth with some of the guys.
Yeah.
Is that all in good fun, or is that just
– That's me every week, man. That's me every week, no matter Denver, Chicago, Miami, Tennessee, whoever it is. I'm going to bring my game. I'm going to talk some mess and hope I mess with your head. And however I get into you, I'm going to get it to you. So.
You think other guys are feeding you? Only been here a week. You think the guys are feeding off that?
I hope so. I mean, I just want to bring another dimension to the team of flying around fast and nasty with attitude, man. And just playing fast, physical, and violent, man. That's just how I play.